Bud Clinch, the executive director of the Montana Coal Council, is pleased the Absolica mine was selected to showcase the industry.
Share with them the unique relationship that exists there between a private coal mining company and the Crow tribe, because the majority of the miners there are Crow members.
Clinch said the Trump administration has taken steps to reverse rules and regulations put into place by the Obama administration. He said it's provided the industry some relief, but he acknowledged cheap natural gas to power electric generation is also a factor.
Are things perfect and rosy? Certainly not, but they're vastly improved over what they have been in the last few years.
Another added pressure is cheap, abundant, renewable energy, like solar and wind, said Durf Johnson of the Montana Environmental Information Center.
You know, don't take it from me. Take it from Warren Buffett. Take it from utilities. Take it from energy experts. That is the long-term prediction for the coal industry.
Johnson doubted there's much the Trump administration can realistically do to revive the coal industry, despite what officials have been saying.
The way that they've been conveying this potential rebound for the coal industry is really dishonest. It doesn't comport with reality. It doesn't comport with the way that the economics of energy are moving forward into the future. And I think it's giving a lot of people a sense of false hope.
After the mine tour, Vice President Mike Pence and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke are scheduled to meet with industry and Crow tribal representatives for a business roundtable. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.